As far as South Stream is concerned, we believe that the European Commission's attitude has been has not been constructive. It has not been helpful in implementing this project. Moreover, we actually see it trying to create impediments and obstruct the implementation of this project. Well, if Europe does not want this project to be implemented, then we will not implement this project. We will redirect our energy resources to other regions of the world, in part through implementing our liquefied natural gas projects and speeding them up. We will just sell our energy resources to other markets, and Europe will not receive them in the necessary amounts. We believe this would be contrary to Europe's economic interests. This would negatively affect our economic cooperation, but that is the choice on the part of our European friends. It is their own choice. They are the buyers, it is up to them, but Russia cannot start constructing a pipeline so long as we have not received Bulgaria's authorization for constructing something in its exclusive economic zone. We cannot, you know, it would be ridiculous for us to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in constructing a project, bringing it to Bulgaria's borders and having to drop it from there on. That means that we will not implement this project, even though the company that was committed to constructing it would be prepared to start their activities, their construction operations tomorrow. But we'll have to not do it. And it's weird because my Bulgarian counterparts used to tell me that they would follow through with authorization for South Stream because it's in their interests. Well, if Bulgaria is not entitled to act as an independent country, well, at least they should demand compensation from the European Commission for their missed interest, because Bulgaria will not receive about 400 million euros annually from this project. But this is Bulgaria's choice. I suppose they must have their own commitments, but this is nothing. This is none of our business. It's up to our partners. As for Turkey, Turkey's consumption has been growing, and our Turkish partners have an understanding of how their economy will be evolving in the years to come and how much energy resources they will need, and we are ready to provide them with that. And we are ready to expand our delivery via Blue Stream and by constructing another pipeline. And if that is necessary, if our relevant ministries and companies agree on that, and that is what their memo was about today, the one they signed today. So if they deem it necessary, they would set up a gas hub for the southern Europe on the border between Greece and Turkey, and anyone could actually buy it from there. But like I said, this would require additional preparation, but I think it is quite feasible. And as we go on expanding and promoting our cooperation, we could also reduce our gas prices for Turkey as our strategic partner. We start with bringing it down by 6% as of January 1st, and we'll see further on at how our relations will be developing in this area. Take our relations with Germany. According to our agreement with Germany, Gazprom received access to Germany's retail networks, retail chains, and that's why Germany enjoys lower gas prices from us compared to the rest of Europe. That is this special treatment for special partners, and maybe we will pursue something of the kind with Turkey. As regards the nuclear power plant to be constructed in Turkey, it is unique, as in, for the first time, it is being constructed according to the this principle, you pay, you own, you operate it. So Russia will be the owner of this power plant. Of course, it will require a lot of investment, 20 billion. Russia will not say no to this project. On the contrary, if Turkey wants to have more than just one nuclear power plant, but a whole nuclear industry, an up-to-date, state-of-the-art nuclear industry, we will be ready to provide that. We see no difficulties as regards financing or the time frame. It will all be done within our agreed periods, following the best practices and standards as regards safety, because we are providing Turkey with an improved technology which was adjusted and updated following the Fukushima disaster.